Let's shift gears a little bit. New sexual harassment laws in place, protections, the whole nine yards. No better person to talk about it than Jonathan Bell. The Bell Law Group is an attorney, and he is one that accentuates knowledge in this particular category. So, welcome to the edition. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jay. How are you doing today?
Great to have you back here. Shifting gears a little bit. Important stuff, though. You had a new law was signed by the governor, and it adds a host of new workplace harassment protections in place. You know, a lot of advocates, John, of the new law, one of the problems, at least in New York, was that in order for employees to be held accountable for sexual harassment, the conduct needed to be, as they kind of put it, severe or, I guess, pervasive in that regard, correct?
Yeah, that's always been the standard for every type of harassment claims, whether it be sexual, race, disability, age. Severe or pervasive is generally the standard, both in the city of New York as well as federally. But now in sexual harassment, they changed it. They basically came out with a zero-tolerance policy. So there's still a defense of trivial slights or mere inconveniences. However, it's generally a zero policy. They got rid of the severe and pervasive standard. That's correct.
You know, one of the things, and I go back to the Child Victims Act as far as statute of limitations, you know, to me, this one really stood out because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the statute of limitations for employment sexual harassment claims filed, I guess, within the Division of Human Rights, and that's increased now from a year to 3 years. Is that right? 1 to 3?
That's correct, Jay. You know, for New York State and New York City, you could always bring a case directly into court. And you always had that 3-year statute of limitations, but they did extend it to bring it to the New York State Division of Human Rights, which was historically a 1-year statute. But I'll tell you, Jay, I did this training myself. I hope you did it. Everybody has to do it. You have till October 9th to do it. Now, there's no fine if you don't do it and your employees don't do it. But let me tell you something, Jay. If a company gets hit with a sexual harassment complaint and I find or another lawyer found that the employer did not do the training, did not have the employees, the subcontractors, the independent contractors do the training and maintain certificates, these employers are going to be in a lot of trouble.
That's an excellent point and a key one. So it's what, October the 9th, and you know that's 6 days. So, you know, listen, we all got the packets. We all have to read it. We all have to sign it. We all have to take a little bit of a course, view some video and whatnot. Very important stuff you just brought up.
Yeah, Jay, listen, for your listeners, okay, if you go to Facebook, go to @Bell Law Group on Facebook, I have free training from New York City that satisfies this. It's 45 minutes. It takes breaks. You could walk. You could take it in different parts. When you're done, it automatically gives you a certificate. There are companies trying to make some money off of it. I don't see why if you get the training for free. So for all your listeners out there, even if you have a nanny, your nanny's an employee. You have to make her or him take that training. Everybody, independent contractors, subcontractors, are not excluded from these provisions in New York State. It must get done.
October 9th, great point. And also, John, this law strengthens the human rights law, right? It puts in a lot of language to protect it from any potential, you know, if there's, let's say, a federal rollback of any kind, correct? Federal rollback of rights. Let's put it that way, right? Correct?
That's correct. It used to affect it if you have more than 15 or more than 5 employees. Now it's 1 or more. So you can't be exempt by saying, well, I only have 1 employee. The law doesn't apply to me. And let me tell you something. For the critics out there, I could tell you because I'm a practitioner. Since all this has happened, the sexual harassment complaints have dropped. I've been getting less calls from people who feel like they're being sexually harassed. So it's actually working. But I tell you, the opposite effect it's having on non-sexual gender discrimination claims. Those cases, believe it or not, Jay, are increasing. So what's happening is when people want to go out to a bar or a club, they're inviting all the men and not the women in the workplace. Even if they have the potential to meet clients, they're not inviting the women employees to go meet the clients, go on training that might be out of state. And they think they're doing the right thing by not meeting with a woman on a one-on-one meeting as opposed to a man. They want a witness there. But they're making a mistake because the whole point of the law is you have to treat everybody equally. So I tell people, if you don't want to get hit with a sexual harassment lawsuit, you don't have to avoid meeting with a woman one-on-one. Just don't sexually harass and you won't get hit with a lawsuit.
It really is. That's another good point right there. You see that, and you could get a sense. You know, one will lessen and the other side will increase, as you just brought out. Now, what about the arbitration? You know, I guess it's going to prohibit mandatory arbitration to resolve some of these cases of discrimination, harassment, John, in the workplace. And I think it'll make it a lot easier maybe to just bring a case forward of any kind, no?
That's correct. So when an employee is interviewing for a job and gets an offer, some employers give them a contract saying, hey, there's mandatory arbitration clauses. And the employee doesn't really have any room for negotiation. If they want the job, they got to sign the contract. New York State says we're not going to allow those arbitration clauses. If the employee feels like they want to bring it in state court or federal court, they could do that. The arbitration clauses are now null and void. And same with confidentiality. You can't say that, you know, you can't go, you can't complain, you can't talk to people, you can't talk to other employees. All those clauses are now void.
No, you're right. And, listen, if you're not getting satisfaction, from a regular attorney, you go to the AG office, right? I mean, that's really what it is. It's going to give a lot of victims an opportunity to seek help from the attorney general's office rather than, you know, some of the local prosecutors. You might not have that same type of dedication and everything else, but I'll tell you one thing. Cuomo's taking the reins here, and you know Letitia James. Her office is going to go all out here, and that is another caveat of this law.
That's right. That's right. They're really shedding the spotlight. I mean, this has been an institutional problem for many, many, many years. It was some drastic legislation put in place by Cuomo, but at the end, like I said, Jay, it's working. It's protecting the workers. Obviously, people are very sensitive about this issue now. There's obviously a lot of people on the right who are claiming this is ridiculous. These are lazy workers who just complain, and looking for a way to use the fact that they're a woman to take advantage of the situation. Now, obviously, Jay, like we discussed before, there's always a couple of bad apples. But as far as the greater good is concerned, now women could feel safe in the workplace.
And that's what it's all about. So you're going to have a study, a state study. It'll probably need to be done on the best way to build, you know, as far as prevention laws are concerned, really combating all types of discrimination in the workplace. Something well needed, as John said, you have until the 9th of October. John, you said something there important. You go on your website, right, and get it done?
Yeah, well, I have it actually on my Facebook page. I haven't put it on my website, but on my Facebook page, if you open up Facebook, just put in @BellLawGroup. Scroll down, you'll see the free New York State and New York City sexual harassment training. It's interactive. There's examples as it's required. There's a certificate at the end. And listen, I represent employers, too. I have plenty of clients who are employers. I'm making sure everybody gets this done because it's critical. You know, there's very few defenses in a sexual harassment case. And one thing you don't want is to go be charged with sexual harassment and say, well, I didn't do the required training that I was supposed to do under the law. And by the way, this is an annual training. So you have to do it by October 9th this year. Then when you hire new employees, you have to have them do the training as soon as reasonably practical. And then by October 9th of the following year, you have to do another training. So this is not one and done. So keep this on your calendars. Keep this on your mind. There are going to be people like me annually coming out and just reminding everybody, get this training done and hold the certificate.
No question. Important stuff. John Bell right on it. The Bell Law Group, and no better person to talk workplace off than Jonathan Bell. Sir, we'll talk soon. How's that?
All right, Jay. Always a pleasure. Have a great day.